Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Mflanga Nyahuye in Washington. We are lucky to have with us Hope Masike, a young female musician whose instrument of choice is the mbira. Hope is visiting in the United States under a cultural exchange program between America and Zimbabwe called One Beat. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Hope.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me today.
Tell us a little bit about the program that brings you here to America.
The program that brought me here is called One Beat. And One Beat is an exchange program that has a very strong thrust on cultural diplomacy. So it's musicians from 17 different countries, 25 different musicians who are in camp for a while exchanging ideas, rehearsing, recording.
So what would you say you have learned here in the United States that you hope to take back to Zimbabwe?
I have learned the importance of learning and appreciating one's culture from their country, because that is what makes us different, and that is also a very neutral and interesting ground for us to start dialogue on many other things. So I've learned the importance of mastering our cultures and sharing the cultures with different people.
And how many representatives are on this program from Zimbabwe?
Oh, it's just two of us. It's me and a young gentleman called Blessing Chimanga.
And also, we see in Zimbabwe not so much support is given to young aspiring artists or young children that want to become artists. Has this changed? Because I remember when I was growing up, obviously, if you wanted to say you wanted to be a singer, you were not supported. Has this changed at all?
It's changing. Of course, you still find some understand that someone can have a very wonderful career, a very successful career in arts and culture. But many families now are beginning to change. Many parents now understand and appreciate that music can be a worthy career for their children also. We do a lot of work trying to educate the children themselves and their parents more about the music industry.
And what words of advice would you have for some young, aspiring, especially young girls that want to join the music industry?
I always say it is very important to research all the time. When you're interested in something, find out more about it. Do not wait for information to come to you. So always be learning about the music industry in other countries, how other musicians did what, and always be learning about your instrument so that you improve and you're different from other people.
What made you decide to concentrate on playing the mbira? Did you grow up listening to it, or why did you choose that as
your instrument of choice? I didn't grow up with mbira, but when I was in college doing fine arts, one of my lecturers had a friend who played mbira, and he used to just play for us for free. So one day we asked him to teach us, and he said, it's okay, as long as you buy your instrument, then I will teach you. So that was my introduction to mbira. And then when I started playing it, I loved it very much because it is a soothing feeling. The lyrics are very profound, and a lot of our history in Zimbabwe is embedded in our mbira music. And when I started playing it, there were fewer women playing mbira, or fewer people even playing mbira commercially. So it appealed to me because of that.
And you have been likened to the likes of the late Chiwoniso Maraire. How do you feel about that?
I would say it's a huge honor to be likened to her. She was a great musician. She inspired many of us, and she still continues to inspire a lot of people. For my music to be likened to her is a big thing. It's an honor. So I like it when people liken my music to hers. However, I try to craft my music in a different way. So much as I play Nyunga Nyunga just like her, I've tried to take my music into other music spaces. And I'm sure for those who listen to my music, they will surely appreciate that.
Time is not on our side. Thank you, Hope Masike, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you so much for having me on the program.
The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mflanga Nyahuye in Washington.